Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Ag Headlines. The USDA announced today that beginning on Monday, April 29th, it is mandatory to test dairy cattle for the highly pathogenic H5N1 avian influenza before they can move interstate. They say prior to interstate movement, dairy cattle are required to receive a negative test for that influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. Now, the press release does not say how long the order will be in effect. However, the USDA says they will continue to work closely to collect and evaluate additional data and information specific to the avian influenza in dairy cattle and to support state counterparts as this emerging disease in dairy cattle is managed. Along those lines, and according to DTN, some samples tested by the Food and Drug Administration show remnants or fragments of the highly pathogenic avian influenza in pasteurized milk, indicating that H5N1 virus has spread across more dairy herds than federal investigators have discovered. In a statement on Tuesday, FDA explained samples of the pasteurized milk have tested positive for the virus, though the agency said the findings do not represent actual virus that may be a risk to consumers. FDA's statement on Tuesday stressed that pasteurization is generally expected to eliminate the pathogens to a level that does not possess a risk to consumer health. USDA currently reports 33 dairy herds in 8 states have tested positive for that virus. We'll be back with more ag news right after this.
I'm Mitch Conan, farmer from Fairfield, Montana. Producers want to ensure they're making the most of their input dollars. Planting certified seed means you're not wasting time, fertilizer, fuel, and insurance on a crop that won't make the grade. Proper inputs make for a good crop, but seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Certified seed gives you the assurance you're getting the variety you want. Certified seed you can't afford not to. Brought to you by the Montana Seed Trade Association.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
Well, the BLM is hosting its final in-person meeting for their sage-grouse management plan tonight in Casper. The meeting is that same one that previous stops from Warland, Rock Springs, Billings, and Cheyenne, and will include a presentation on the planning effort and opportunities for questions. On top of that, there will be a virtual presentation tomorrow for the entire western states, and final comments must be submitted by June 13th. Well, that's going to do it for today's Ag Headlines here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Andy Schwab.